truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 36.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, helping you find, speak, and live your true purpose. 3 steps to turn your story into real meaning and power. Things don't always go to plan in business or in life. Think about the current global situation with the coronavirus. People and businesses are going to have to ride quite a heavy storm ahead. It's challenging, to say the least. Life-changing for some. Perhaps for a lot of us. In time, though, you will have these challenges and experiences to share. But you can reframe the experience and own your story and share it with real purpose, turning your story into real meaning and power. We all have had our own life-challenging events in the past. Some of the most impactful talks I've heard on the TED stage and beyond have focused on overcoming adversity. This is what we all have before us now. But overcoming adversity is one topic that lets all the people that you know really connect with you. Dr. Susan David says we need to embrace both the positive and the negative experiences of our lives. Last year, I came back from a week's NLP study. There was Vicky. She wasn't an industry leader. An entrepreneur? No. She was a young woman who worked for a local charity. She wasn't all razzmatazz and show. She wasn't a millionaire. She was Vicky. And boy, did Vicky have a story. She spoke simply, almost matter-of-factly. There was no artifice, no staging, no show. You could hear a pin drop as she spoke. In the space of 25 minutes while Vicky spoke, I felt my perspective change on the issues of addiction, loss, abuse, and the power of individual choice. We now have choices before us today. Vicky was the most inspiring speaker I had ever heard, and I've heard and worked with many global speakers. Vicky didn't even know she had that power, and her humility blew me away. Vicky was a true model of taking action, driving principle, and being a leader. And I've learned that today Vicky runs her own charity, works with clients struggling with addiction and homelessness. Wow. So what I'm saying to you is everyone has a past, and that past will have had some amount of adversity. It doesn't have to be as heavy as Vicky's. So when telling your stories in conversations, in keynotes in the future, or just in meetings online now with people, when you're working from home, feel them, be them, those stories. When you do this, you create an energy that connects people. By doing so, you create a common bond with your audience, albeit that they're online. The audience will only grasp a new alien concept through your story as a metaphor. Essentially, what I'm saying to you is your story will help your audience walk a mile in your shoes. You know this. And that mile-long journey is the distance you need to take your audience to get them on your wavelength. Stories can be used to get teams to see things from a different perspective. And that's the start of the process of real change and how they feel about that change. So here are my 3 steps to turning your present or your past story into real power and meaning. Step 1, keep a little notebook handy. As often as you can, note down your experiences, your stories. Use them, the 3 P's, to describe the moments in time. 1, purpose. Why are you or they there? People, names are good. They give emotional value to the story. And place, describing the location. Those are the 3 P's. Step 2, next time you're in a meeting, online or not, or having a conversation, see if you can bring one of your experiences or stories to life. Be sure to make your retelling original, using your own words and feelings, relevant to the audience and the reason for you telling it, and succinct, less is more. And step 3, observe yourself. Notice what you're experiencing when telling your stories and the connection you're making with others. Notice what is happening around you too. Essentially how they are responding to you. Use these feed-forward questions in the comments section below to help you cultivate this observation. Like Vicky, she was turning her story of adversity into some real power and meaning. You can too.
And to find out more about Dion Neubronner, please visit truth-works.co.uk.